Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, so producer Nick's going to be in here in about 20 minutes to drop some knowledge. Maybe you want to learn how to do a little flirting in class. And maybe you're a teacher and you want to know what's going on in class.
Yeah, right. Sneaky kids.
Little sneaky kids. I see you, though. I would be doing the same thing.
You still pass the notes? I guess they text now. You don't have to pass notes.
There's a way, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
Very high-tech way. Nick's going to fill us in on that. Also, we have our midweek update coming up in about 40 minutes with Anna. And whatever Wednesday's coming up this morning as well, we'll do that in just over an hour. And make sure you're listening for that keyword. We already gave it away once this morning to win that trip to Daytona.
Already?
Yeah, that's what's up right there. Oh, and Beat the Bank. Don't you forget, Beat the Bank is coming back.
Extreme.
Yeah. Extreme. You can win up to $10,000. So much stuff. On Monday is when we're going to kick it off, by the way.
Awesome.
Right. Up to $10,000. One of the 78 vaults will have that much money in there. Others will have $2,000 to $5,000. And then a bunch of them will have $1,000. And then some will just have a few hundred.
Have a few hundred?
Yeah.
So fun. Kids love this game.
Let's be honest. They just like, they like the rap. They like the song and they like playing along.
But they also, it's fun to listen to, even if you're not playing. Because the person playing is playing for you.
Exactly. You might get some of that money, kids.
Fills me with anxiety.
Yeah. All right. But right now, we do need to help you, Kid Nation, if you've been having some problems with your relationships. It could be friendship. It could be love. It could be with your parents. But we have our love expert right here, Kelly Raspberry, to help you out in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend was Facebook scrolling when he woke up at 1 a.m. and somehow stumbled across my old Facebook profile I no longer even have access to. Well, of course he went and looked at the pictures and videos on the profile and got all mad. Mm. I tried to explain I can't do anything with it. I don't even have access to it. But now he doesn't want his family to see the profile and asks that I take mine and his picture off my new Facebook that I use now. I told him if anyone looks at that old profile, they can see the dates of the pictures, and they can see I haven't posted on that account since 2016. What do I do about this, Megan?
Yeah, tell him to grow up.
Dude, come on.
Ridiculous.
Man.
Don't cave to that. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But then again, you have to pick your battles, and if it shuts them up, you know,
social
it's a
media
of,
causes, you know, a lot of problems with young relationships.
This is why you have to can't figure out how to cancel that old account.
Yep.
There's a way you can get your password recovered. There's some way you can do that.
But
you
it's just a have whooping.
To, it's a whooping. Is it a bigger whooping than putting up with pouty pants?
No, probably not.
So I would put in the effort to try to delete that account.
I delete and dump.
Yeah, right?
Guys, you know what? Guys pout from time to time, though. If he's good otherwise. You know, every once in a while, just something hits a guy wrong.
Yeah.
We can't help it, though. We're dudes.
I know. But I would go to great lengths to try to delete that old account and just
see if it works. Yeah. It's not worth the fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I need to know what to do. On paper, my marriage is perfect, but behind closed doors, it's another story. My husband cannot stand to be around the house for more than an hour at a time. He's always making up excuses to get out of the house. Errands, getting a drink, just driving around. He will be gone for hours at a time, and I usually have no idea where he is or what he's doing. I trust that he's not out messing around, but it is very frustrating that he keeps leaving the house like he does. It seems like he does not want to spend the time with me, or that maybe he can't stand to be around me. If we go out, I get the feeling that he would rather be anywhere else than with me and the kids. It sometimes feels like he doesn't really like me, or like he's just in this marriage out of obligation, not because he wants to be. I feel very alone in this marriage. I am not sure what to do. What do you think's happening? Can you help me?
Sounds like he's having an affair.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Especially if when he's with you, he is annoyed and grumpy because you have to be the bad guy. This is what happens when people cheat. They have to convince themselves that it's okay for them to do that because the other person is so awful.
Right.
And doesn't love you like they should. And this other person, look how great this other person, they see all your wonderful qualities and that battle axe at home. And then they come home with that stinking attitude and suddenly you're living life thinking, What did I do? I'm not doing anything. Why are you so mad at me all the time? It's because they have to make you the bad guy. So I would look into that.
Yeah, right.
I think it sounds. Maybe he's not. It sounds like he's having an affair.
Sounds suspicious.
Regular relationships, you're not leaving for no reason all the time.
And then coming home all ticked off that you got to be there and dragged around with the family.
Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
suspicious.
Hate to say it,
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 4 years. We have two little girls. We love each other very much. We have such a great relationship and such a great life.
Why are you writing me?
Until I made a mistake. I drank too much, and I was flirting with another guy. It was kind of a touchy-feely flirt. My husband saw it, and he's very hurt. Unfortunately, I don't remember any of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I love my husband more than he knows, more than I even knew. I'm truly sorry for hurting him. To me, flirting seems so little, but the fact that it's a big deal to him and I hurt him is devastating to me. It's been a week, and we are having such a hard time working this out. I can't imagine life without him. What can I do? I can't help feel that this may be the end. Veronica.
Well, you're still very new. It's only been a week. Can you survive it? Yes. But if you're drinking to the part where you can't remember what you're doing, it's time for you to promise, babe, I'm never touching that stuff again.
Yeah.
If it's worth it. Now, some people are like, but I like a glass of wine. Do you like your marriage? Do you want your husband to feel secure that you're not going to embarrass him again? It's probably a lot of him being embarrassed, too. But he's thinking, while you're drunk and don't know what you're doing, that maybe this is secretly what you want.
Exactly.
So you need to throw yourself at his feet and beg for forgiveness and say, I'll never drink again. If this is what it takes to make you trust me again, I will not drink again.
Sounds to me like he's taking advantage of hand. He's got the upper hand. You know, and he's really enjoying the moment of
put yourself in his shoes.
Yeah.
And now every time she goes out with her friends drinking and he's not there, he's gonna say, wait a minute, she was doing this in front of me. Imagine what she does when I'm not there.
Yeah.
So he's going to be very self-conscious.
And she doesn't know what she's doing. What is she capable of beyond Miss Handsy Hands?
Yeah.
That's my new nickname.
Handsy Hands. Handsy Hands and Pouty Pants.
Man, you put yourself in a predicament.
But it's only been a week as well. I mean, it takes time.
He probably will get over it.
The flame's still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, you did.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I want to break up with our best friends. They set us up.
What?
And we're thankful for that. Mm-hmm. But when we hang out with them, they are so mean to each other. Mm-hmm. And recently, they've also been very needy towards us. The groom wants my boyfriend to be at his beck and call. They're engaged and getting married soon. And we are both the maid of honor and the best man. Mm-hmm. Should we tell them that we just aren't good together as friends? Or should we go to the wedding, suck it up, and then slowly back off?
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Once the wedding is passed, things are going to calm down a great deal. There's a lot of anxiety for some couples. It's, you know, on TV, everybody's on these wedding shows. Everybody's so happy planning for the wedding when the truth is they're fighting about every detail, the guest list and, you know, am I making the right decision? I can't believe I'm marrying this person. Why are we having this argument?
Yeah.
Tension is so high for a lot of couples right before the wedding. So get through it. Tough it out.
How do you break up with friends, though?
You just,
like couples,
you're
friends.
Always
you just
busy.
Stop hanging out.
You ghost them.
You're always busy.
Yeah.
You ghost.
You don't have to, I mean, that's, you don't, unless you really want that confrontation. I'm not a real big fan of confrontation.
Yeah.
You can just ghost somebody and gradually wean yourself off of the relationship.
Yeah.
But get through the wedding. Just, you know,
that's the last thing they need. Last thing they need is to worry about that on top of everything else that they're worrying about. Then, like Kelly said,
weddings are so stressful.
They are.
My girlfriends and I are trying just to figure out a bachelorette party hashtag for the bachelorette party I'm going
That's
on.
That's stressful.
Oh, my gosh.
Serious,
and
Jenna.
We're worried she's not going to like any of them. And it's a hard thing. I don't understand this hashtag stuff.
It's fun, though.
These wedding hashtags.
The hashtags are fun.
I don't like hashtags.
Jenna,
I'm going to say it. I'm going to go out there and say I don't like it. But we got to do it, and I love her, but we're trying to figure it out.
You got Pun Master Flex over here to help you.
All right, will you guys help me come up with one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, today?
Yes.
Oh, today?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay, I got to get my pun juices flowing.
You could give me some Spanish because we're going to Mexico for
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
you have to do bachelorette and then wedding, right?
It's got
to
be funny.
So this is the bachelorette.
Yes.
But hashtag. Okay.
But you still tag the wedding.
Yeah.
The wedding's a different hashtag.
Wow.
I haven't seen that. I've seen hashtag. You use it throughout, so you document everything.
Jenna wants, her friend wants, bachelor party, a bachelorette party.
But I would still use the wedding hashtag.
Oh, yeah. You got to get it in there, of course. Solid. Hey, we do have a follow-up here from the text, Kelly.
All right.
Love letter follow-up. Regarding the letter where the wife feels the hubby doesn't like her, what's the advice if he's not cheating? Because we all came to the conclusion that he is. I'm in a similar situation. Because somebody said, what if he's just smoking and he's trying to hide it? And that's why he's grumpy.
Huh.
Well, you could start going with him. He's going to run some errands and go with him and just start, you know, just a couple things together.
Errands, huh?
Yeah, get get babysitters for date night if that's the case. Maybe you just need more one-on-one time with your man and the kids are, you know, it's hard to go to dinner with kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hard. So maybe just start planning things for you to do with him as a couple. Maybe he just doesn't like being home and he likes to be doing stuff. Maybe he's antsy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, start hanging out with him.
Yeah, start going running.
Maybe when he says errands, he means the girl's name is Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah, I'm going to errands.
One of my favorite things to do. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is run errands on Saturdays with my husband. I love it. So maybe just start tagging along.
That togetherness. Maybe he won't be as annoyed there. So hopefully that follow-up helps you out. Yes, Big Al?
I got a question.
Go ahead. By the way, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, so we'll be back brand new on Monday. What's up, Al?
Not really a love letter, but my next door neighbor's a girl. Very nice girl.
Oh, nice.
And very nice girl. She came over when I first moved in. She came over with a bottle of wine. She said, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she did.
And, you know, I drank it. And she said, I like your car. I showed her my car. She goes, let me show you mine. And so I looked at her car. It's nice. It's kind of an exotic car. And so, I'm not going to say too much. So,
well, it's your next door neighbor, so it's not hard to identify the person.
The chick with the good car.
Whoever lives in your apartment complex knows who it is.
So, she came over again last night, and I was cooking, and she goes, you want to go for a ride in the nice car? And I'm like, okay, I would, but I'm cooking and drinking, so not right now. So, she goes, yeah, I got this car. I said, tell me about the car. She goes, I got this car because I was told that I had a 10% chance to live, survive, of something.
Oh, whoa. That's a left turn I wasn't expecting.
Whoa, bro.
And she goes, I wanted to go and do this for myself. I said, wow, that's cool. I didn't ask.
So you turned off the oven and went in the car with her?
I didn't ask anything. I didn't delve deep. I really don't know what I'm asking you
about. It looks like she's trying to talk to people.
I don't.
Let her come to you.
Very, very nice. She's very, very nice.
She wants human interaction.
Yeah.
Let her come to you with her story.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
This could be your very own A Walk to Remember.
I shouldn't. I'm not laughing at that, but I'm not. Like I said, I don't really know what I'm.
But unlike A Walk to Remember, she is going to survive.
That's what we hope for, yeah.
Yeah.
10% chance?
I know. Apparently she's doing fine. You know,
so
she's got a boyfriend.
Okay.
It's not like a romantic thing. Or,
okay.
You know?
I thought that's where it was heading.
No, I thought
too.
No.
You were missing the cues.
No. She's got a boyfriend. She's just
You know what? We should all live like we're dying.
Yeah. Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what the song says.
Because now I want to make sure she's okay and she's going to be all right.
She's okay. Sorry, yesterday.
And Al's like, well, got to go. My steak's burning.
No, it's fine.
You didn't check back with me tomorrow when I'm just having salad.
Oh, she's fine. I said, hey, anytime you can come put some stuff on the grill.
She is clear.
Because
you didn't ask questions.
I didn't really.
Well, you could just say, are you doing okay now?
That was a good question.
That's not what I was saying. What do you have?
Can you find
out for us?
People
are real nosy. What do you have?
I want to make sure she's fine now.
I don't know.
Are you doing okay? Is there anything I can do? That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it while you're paying for that dude's phone.
And if you ever need anything and your boyfriend's not around to help you out, here's my number.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
Those are nice things to do.
There you go.
If I'm not grilling. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give her my number. I need a neighbor to have my number.
Yeah, of course.
You know, just in case.
She needs your number just in case she needs something.
And a spare key.
And a spare key, yeah. She'll be my spare key too.
You need a neighbor with a spare key.
You do?
I don't know, man.
You need a neighbor with a spare key?
I don't know what you're doing when I'm at home.
You need a neighbor with a spare key.
You got to build that level of trust.
Okay,
I trust. I'm going to give her a key today.
All right.
Got to remember her name.
You don't even remember her name, Al.
Kidding.
Okay. All right, coming up next, Nick Adams, our producer, is going to come in here, and he's going to drop some knowledge. There's a new way kids are flirting at school. Ooh. Passing some notes.
Really?
It involves technology.
Yeah.
You'll be this right up your alley, Kelly.
Oh, I could not survive flirting in school today.
You got to be very tech savvy, and maybe some teachers are going to be learning something here, too, as well. We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just over an hour away from Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. Make sure you keep listening for the Daytona Trip giveaway keyword of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we can hook you up with a nice trip out to Florida. And we got Your midweek update coming up in about 20 minutes with our girl Anna.
Good.
We'll see what she thought of that movie Us that Jenna watched yesterday. She went to go see it with a bunch of people from The Office. And we've all been waiting to see if this movie's going to be awesome. Because it looks pretty... It looks scary.
Yeah.
A little thrilly. But right now, in studio with us right now is our boy, producer Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning, good sir.
Hello, Nick.
How are the babies?
Babies are great. I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everything's good. And so they're both in daycare.
Uh-huh.
So when I go home, there's no kids. Wife is back at work now.
Ooh,
and
it's
so
quiet.
I get to get back to my routine of just napping all day.
Yeah, me time.
It's
That's
wonderful.
What you do?
Yeah, go home, do a few little honey-do chores, maybe go to the grocery store if I need to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do something, you know, pick up
dog
poop in the yard, and then take a nap.
That's
pretty nice.
Nice.
Didn't your boy Davis get a little pink eye, too, lately?
He got pink eye for the second time in maybe 3 months.
Same eye, different eye.
I don't remember, but it's so crazy that, you know, the worst part about it is having to hold a screaming toddler down on the ground, pry his eye open to put eye drops in. That's more traumatizing than the actual pink eye.
Well, he needs to learn.
It's frustrating, man. Yeah. It's hard, but luckily that's passed. We're all good there.
Can't
good.
Go butt to eye, you get the pink eye.
Thanks, JC. More parenting tips from JC.
He got it from someone else at school.
Right.
That was not my baby.
Right. It could be another
kid. Or just
kid,
adult tips. Or just tips for life.
So, Nick, you came across an article.
You know, one thing I love about reading online about how kids will skirt around the rules. Kids are sneaky. Everyone was sneaky when they were kids. And about how they're always two steps ahead of the teachers or the parents with technology. Because in class, the teachers think, if I get rid of the cell phones, there's no texting in class. If we get rid of their personal laptops or iPads, there's no texting. So they can't use GChat or iMessage or anything like that. But apparently this has been going on for a while, and some teens are starting to reveal one of their big secrets about how they can communicate with friends in class, about how they're flirting with people in class.
And these kids just keep their mouths shut.
I bet you these kids are the seniors that are about to graduate, and they're like, I'm going to mess it up for everybody.
And so they're using something that we use every day. The Google Doc.
Ooh, the Google Doc.
Yeah.
And so we have a Google Doc with all of our gossip stories and things that we have to do for the show. And a teacher will, in class, they'll use Google Docs to maybe put a lesson plan, or maybe they can work on group projects or assignments together.
My daughter uses Google Doc.
There you go. And what grade is she in?
She's in 6, but she's been using Google Doc for years.
So she's been able to do this forever.
Emma Kelly may have been doing this under your nose, and you didn't know about it.
Oh.
I bet you she is.
And so what they'll do is, the sneaky way that I love this, is there's a live chat feature in there that you have to really dig into the settings to find it.
Uh-huh.
So kids will use that to chat privately with each other. One thing that is so great, they'll copy the whole document, make a new document, and just send that link to their friends in class. And then that way, when the teacher's walking by, they see the lesson plan, they see what the work is supposed to be, but really, they're typing messages to each other in it.
I think it's great. I used to have to communicate on a calculator.
Yeah.
Type it upside down.
Yeah. Hello.
I only knew how to write boobs on it, though.
Boob and hello.
Right. And I love you, maybe.
And a lot of them will use different fonts, so... You know, Megan will have a certain font that's different than Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, so you know who is who when they're typing back and forth.
Mm-hmm. That would be Comic Sans.
I'm Comic Sans all the way.
I know, you got it, bro.
All the way.
We give that to you.
So, and a lot of parents are thinking the same thing at home. If I take their computer, if I take their phone away or their tablet away and they're just working on homework, nope, they're still doing this under your nose and you don't know about
it.
Wow. Man, I want to go back to high school.
Why?
Just for this.
Just for Google Docs.
I loved high school.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the fact that we didn't have the kind of the social media situation I think would be really tough to manage growing up in high school right now.
Yeah. You don't miss it, though? You don't miss the whole...
Nope.
I remember that one girl that Peter Pants in class when I was younger. I can't imagine if we had all had Instagram.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, I mean, the rumors still spread around school.
You could go back and be in the Glee Club.
I would go back and be in Glee. I would go back and be in theater, too.
And use this new technology to your advantage.
I use this technology to flirt with all the ladies.
In high school, the only way I would use a computer to my advantage, because we didn't really get online for a lot of assignments in computer class, I would look like I was working, but I was really just typing notes to people, and I'd print them out and hand them to them in the hallway. So instead of handwriting a love note, I'd write a note on the computer, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys do anything sneaky?
Yeah, we wrote on, we had to cover our books with brown paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most of us used to cover our books, but now people do have laptops for stuff, but we had books, so we would write in each other's on the paper in each other's books.
I don't think I was smart enough to
Nick, am I surprised you to know that I didn't do anything like that?
Yeah. I figured you would be the one to break all the rules.
I don't feel like I was a goody-goody in school because I was too scared to get in trouble. But I did use technology to ask a girl to a dance once.
Hey, what'd you do?
So you know how that back they had those, what are the things that flashed the lesson plan?
Oh, the overhead projector.
Yeah, but they had those see-through pages.
Right.
Is that the overhead projector?
Yeah.
That's what it's called? Okay,
yeah.
So
with like a dry erase marker. And
right.
Yeah, so our teacher would go and get his made and everything typed out so it looked professional and everything. And I told him, hey, I know this girl has your class, this period. I was wondering if I went and inserted this one, and it just basically said, hey, Amanda, will you go to prom with me in the middle of the lesson plan? And so when he was flipping through his pages, you know, they were all taking notes, and then that one would pop up. And then I was outside with balloons.
Did she go?
Yeah, she said yes.
She said yes.
Yeah,
a cool teacher to let you do that.
And I never had that teacher, so I had to go in cold and ask the teacher. But then Amanda ended up dumping me for Kyle Kidrick 2 weeks later.
Car.
He had a Supra, though, I think. He had a cool car.
Oh, I'll tell you,
exactly.
A Supra.
It's all about the car.
Yeah, he had a cool car.
Was he better at sports than you two?
No.
What a stupid question, Nick.
How dare you? Would JC admit it? He'll admit he had a better car. He wouldn't admit that Kyle was better at him in football.
I'll admit when people were better than me. Kyle didn't even play football, but no, I was...
And JC did have a better car. His car was his house.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, booyah.
Check that out, buddy.
One-stop shop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know one time I made a 25 on a test, and I told my mom it was out of 25. You know, I...
Did she fall for it?
It was out of 100. But the other pages were, I could detach them, you know? So all she saw was, I should have just signed this when I was 25. It was out of 25, yeah.
Al, did you ever turn an F into an A+? Did you ever do that?
I probably did, JC. I probably did. I wasn't a very good student, I'm going to be honest with you.
Really? I right. knew about you every day. My father learned everything.
Nick, thanks for that heads up. I'm sure a lot of teachers are appreciating you. And
look out.
A lot of high schoolers and middle schoolers are going like, thanks, Nick.
Sorry, kids.
You snitch. Appreciate you. Do you have that article? Can we post it somewhere?
Yeah, we'll put it up at KidNation.com.
Excellent, sir. Excellent. And coming up next, if you want to know what's been going on throughout the week, it's time for the midweek update. We'll bring in Anna from Kid TV.
Okay.
And here to give us her jokes next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, I got some great birthday presents from the show. First, Boss Man George comes in here and gives me a vinyl.
He did.
The Slim Shady LP. And signed by Eminem.
I was going to say, yeah, autographed with the certificate of authenticity.
Which is extremely awesome. And then you guys come through and get me a Grammy Award winner to call in. Alessia Cara called in yesterday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. I knew you would call.
Buongiorno.
I did.
Alessia, you're on tour right now. We're speaking Italian because are you in Italy right now?
I'm trying to speak Italian.
We will be in a few days. We actually are in Paris.
Bonjour.
Very nice. Yes.
Alessia, have you been to Paris enough that you actually have places you like to try and visit when you're back in town?
I've only been to Paris like 2 other times, so not yet. I don't think it has that like second home status yet, but hopefully I'll get to travel here more often because it's beautiful. I love it here.
Well, and you're on tour right now with Shawn Mendes, so you're traveling all over the world. You guys are doing stadiums and all that good stuff. So do you have any time to get out and about and go have fun right now?
Oh, man, we try. We really try. It's just hard because you can't stay out too late on like nights that you have shows the next day because you don't want to mess your voice up, and then days off, sometimes you just want to rest. But we're trying. We made a pact between all of us on the crew that we're going to do our best to go out like any second we can and explore and, you know, try to like live life a little bit because it's like such a bubble, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. For so long.
Make sure you're wearing your I'm from Canada sweatshirt. They don't like Americans in Paris.
Really, Kelly?
That's right.
I know. That's true. They don't.
They don't.
You're right.
They don't. I'm Canadian.
So, you can hear the rest of the interview with Alessia Cara tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And she's been a friend of the show since she started her career.
Yeah.
So, we love Alessia. So, whenever she's willing to come on the show, we bring her on.
Absolutely.
And she's done extremely well for herself with those Grammys that she won. Tomorrow,
awesome, girl.
7 a.m., Alessia Cara. You can hear the rest of that interview. And in studio with us right now is Anna from Kid TV. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Anna?
Good morning. Yes.
Every time.
I know. There's always.
You just got to leave it. Leave it.
It's okay.
He breaks the microphone every time. So yeah. I get nervous.
What's been going on, Anna?
Oh, not much.
How's the boyfriend? Yeah. How's Ryan?
Oh, he's so good. I got to see him over our spring break, which was awesome. He went with me to Mexico, so he met my dad's side of the family, which was really cool.
One step closer to forever.
Yep.
So now he's met my mom's side and my dad's side. So
awesome.
Nothing new anymore.
Then you're back to living that single life.
Yeah, pretty much.
That stinks.
Long distance life.
While we're
apart. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because they're still in a full-on relationship.
Yeah.
Very monogamous.
I know, but it's hard when everybody else...
Is in a relationship. Yeah, all of my friends are in relationships, so whenever we, like, hang out, I'm always the fifth wheel or the seventh wheel, and I'm just like, okay, cool. So this is what it's like.
Yeah, it's like everybody here on the show, they're all coupled up.
Yeah, but I spent most of my adult life as a fifth wheel or a third wheel.
Of course
it's okay.
You
know what? Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself when you spend more time alone.
Yeah. You know,
and I saw you last night.
Yeah, we got to hang out last night at the movie, so that was fun.
Are you going to be touching on that movie here with your midweek update?
Of course.
Well, let's get to it. It's
all
time for Anna's midweek update.
Yes, hello. So we are back from spring break. We're refreshed, we're new. And this week I wanted to give you guys some fun jokes and also some smart jokes.
Oh.
But I remember that I don't have a $500,000 bribed education.
Gotcha.
Maybe they won't be that smart.
In your face, Lori Loughlin.
So tomorrow, as we all know, is a really important day, especially for us sports fans.
Us.
Yeah. Sports of the competitive nature.
Yes.
You know, we like to shoot shots and score points. And it's something that happens every single year in the month of March.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't think I don't know that. Tomorrow, March 21st, is Ronaldinho's birthday.
Soccer great Ronaldinho. Look at that.
The way you said that, I even know Ronaldinho, but I thought you said Ronaldinho.
No, Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Of course, what country is he from, Anna?
Brazil?
Well, yes. Good job, Anna.
Oh, wow.
Trying to question her being a sports fan.
Latina heritage.
Us sports fanatics know what's up.
How dare I try to pull one over on you.
Ronaldinho. Yeah. So yesterday, we got the lineup for Woodstock 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. The name.
Yeah.
And great in theory, obviously, but when we got the lineup, people seemed to be pretty upset about it.
Hmm.
You know, because back with the original Woodstock, we had people like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, some classic rock and roll, and this one has like Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, and Miley, you know?
Hmm. Yeah.
And so maybe instead of using the original 3 days of peace, love, and music tagline, we should call it what it's really going to be. 3 days of posts, likes, and millennials.
Yep.
Yeah.
Posts, likes, and
millennials.
Hit me up for some advertising tips if you need it.
Yeah, it's basically Coachella.
Yeah, pretty much.
There it is.
I'm sure they won't have the Woodstock prices either.
No.
So the movie Us that we got to see last night, Jordan Peele's new horror movie, it hits theater this weekend, and it's about a family that is attacked by people who look like them. So they're evil twins, if I may.
Huh.
Could you imagine how terrifying your evil twins would be? JC's evil twin probably wouldn't play Fortnite.
No.
Big Al's evil twin has never heard Buy Me a Boat.
I like that twin better.
Jenna's evil twin hates working out.
Oh.
And Kelly's twin It was probably perfect because I'm too terrified to say anything.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Steph's very afraid of Kelly.
Yeah. So earlier this week, we found out that MySpace, which still exists, by the way, accidentally deleted over 50 million of the songs uploaded to their website.
Wow.
But let's be real. If you're still uploading your music to MySpace, your song's not going to make it in the top 8.
Nope.
Right. That's very true.
Yeah.
And lastly, since we're all here, I assume that we all survived the Instagram blackout of 2019.
It was scary, It was so scary.
Last week, the social media app was down for over 10 hours, forcing influencers to influence elsewhere, you know? It's too bad that none of them had other platforms to self-promote their brands and other stuff that they've got going on. So anyway, go check out my two podcast channels, Surfing and On Cloud Wine, at KidNation.com.
Absolutely.
Well done, Anna.
Thank you. Just hope I gave you some laughs.
You did.
You sure did.
You did.
Yeah, that MySpace thing. So many artists are so upset about that.
Which artists, though?
The ones that didn't make it. Yeah, probably those. And we'll be back with another edition of the Midweek Update next Wednesday, so make sure you're ready for that right there.
It's a good day for it, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Midweek.
It's the middle of the week, I hear, Big Al.
Right.
Yep. Oh, and real quick, I do want to give you something that could earn you a trip to Florida. We are sending you on a family adventure to Daytona Beach to experience wide open fun. All you have to do is enter today's keyword, which is boardwalk, at KidNation.com. Do that before midnight tonight, and you'll be in the drawing again. That keyword is boardwalk. One word. Enter that before midnight. KidNation.com. Anna, thank you so much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin, how are you doing, good sir?
I'm doing so good.
It's a good Wednesday today. Wake
me up. Happy after birthday.
You are dressed like George Michael right now.
I am?
Yeah, the jacket.
I got an earring.
And you got the one earring?
Yes.
Did you get the other earring fixed yet? Because you fell out.
We're going to have to let that heal.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good move.
But this jacket, though, belonged to Alan.
It did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you recognize that, Kelly?
Hello, I'm
not
Alan.
Not at first, but unlike, you know, Al Mack's bag of clothes, Alan gave Justin a bag.
He didn't throw that away, huh?
He wanted that bag.
Yeah. Oh, Justin just left it on the ground.
Oh, yeah, he did. I brought a whole bunch of clothes up here. Everybody, even boss man George took stuff out of that.
Yeah.
But not
we need stuff for Halloween,
you know?
Have
they worn it, though?
Huh?
Have they worn it?
I don't know. Mm. I suppose. But that's okay.
You know what? I just want to say, next time you bring clothes, I will look through them.
No, next time. That ship has sailed.
He has no more clothes to give.
Boy.
No more. Okay, well, I got some clothes if you want to look at mine.
No.
Oh, please. Let Justin dress you for a week.
No. What?
Dude,
that hurt.
Will help you so much.
What? What's wrong with the way I dress?
I need a little pep in your game a bit.
Justin's stylish.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He knows what's up. Okay. Justin, you got to do something really cool while we were on vacation because you stayed in town.
You guys were having so much fun, and I was here chilling because didn't make plans, but I did make plans to interview Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony. She is so sweet. We got to chat with her. She's this tiny, itty-bitty princess, and she told us a little about her life and what was going on, and she was really cool, and here's a teaser.
I was born at 1 pound, 14 ounces. Whoa. Thank God, honestly, that I'm here and I'm able to do what I love, and I hope that I can inspire other kids and babies who have a dream, or maybe they think, I'm premature, this or that. I want them to feel like you can do it too, honestly. Like, we all have our challenges and our struggles, but it's about persevering through them. And it's really cool because I met this little girl. Her name's Carly.
Oh.
She's like, you're one of my inspirations. I'm a preemie baby too. Preemie power, which is like the preemie kind of saying.
Yeah.
But she inspires me, and it's so cool that I'm able to be friends
when your
with her.
Fans can inspire you. Yeah,
yeah.
And you said you were a pound and a half?
Yeah,
when you were born,
14 ounces.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty small. I fit in my
head. I mean, you're a small girl right now. How tall are you?
I'm 5 feet tall.
Yeah, I went to, because when I went to hug you today, I was like grabbed like from where my chest was, and I realized I had to
your
go lower.
Just kept on going.
Yeah, I was like, itty bitty girl right here. But you got great dance moves. They say the shortest ones were the best dancers.
That's right.
One pound, 14 ounces, baby Allie Brooke.
Small lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's doing great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Has an awesome voice. Dance is incredible.
She's got this song out right now, Low Key. You should get to know her.
Is there more of this interview with Allie Brooke, Justin?
Yes. So it's going to be uploaded on Cloud Wine today. So you can go check that out. Because me and my best friend and coworker, Alicia, got to interview her together. Alicia did such a good job in that interview, too. So go check that out. And then it'll also be on Friday at 7:40.
And Cloud Wine is Alicia's podcast.
Alicia and Anna.
And Anna. You were filling in because Anna was out.
Yeah, she was enjoying her spring break.
She made plans.
She had plans.
By the way, congrats to you and Nick on your great success on your podcast.
Thank you so much. We have over 1 million listens already.
Awesome.
Wow.
And we've had so many fun games. We played... Yes, I know.
You should.
Yeah, you gotta toot that.
And we played, I think one of our latest episodes was an episode on Friends. We just did Friends trivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was pretty fun. And Trey was on it as well.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did.
That's why he's celebrating over there.
He did a really good
job. Trey's so competitive.
Awesome.
Trey, how long did you study for this Friends quiz? Of course you did.
That's the thing. Guys are able to retain such TV show like knowledge and quotes and things
and
like
the
that.
Minutia,
movies, yeah.
You
know?
The quotes from movies.
Movie quotes, yeah.
What is Ross's middle name? Oh, hey. Trey, you tricky, tricky guy. All right, go check it out. KidNation.com is where you can find all the podcasts. That's right.
Yes. And I have an idea, you guys.
Oh, you have an idea? Okay, I knew there was something else.
So, I've been thinking about a bit idea called What About We Wednesday, where I just have a meeting with you guys and let you guys know what I've been thinking about doing or what we could all do. And you guys have to pick one from the list, and it has to be done within a week.
What about We Wednesday?
Give an example.
Justin, okay,
I have a list.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go down. Y'all can say no or yes.
All right.
Okay. Does everyone have to do the same thing, or we can just do different stuff?
No.
Is it going to be a collective activity?
It should be a collective activity. Yes, I think.
Yes.
So we all decide on a collective activity.
Yes. Okay. The answer is yes.
But we can also, you're right. The answer is yes, but we can also modify it for everybody,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right.
You know? Okay, so.
It's fluid, Kelly. It's fluid.
First thing on the list, I call it fear factor.
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm in.
Well.
Nope.
Oh, come on, guys.
We gotta face our fear.
So that's 50-50.
They say one of the things you need to do in your lifetime is face fears.
I'm afraid of spiders, but
I'm willing to touch
a tarantula.
No. Well,
I put one on my face before for a free shot.
You did?
Say that.
I think I would faint. And you know, I'm prone to fainting, and I think I would faint if you put a tarantula on me.
There's some place in Mexico when you go zip line, if you hold a snake and put a tarantula on your head, you get free drinks.
Yes, see?
That was when I was a poor college kid.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Fear factor?
Come on, what?
What's next on the list?
Oh,
that's the first one.
Have you considered if we can never agree on anything?
We might. This is the whole fun of the bit.
Now you know that Kelly's known to say, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
What is your biggest fear, Kelly?
I'm not telling you because then it'll be my competition on Fear Factor.
That would be stupid.
I don't want to eat gross things, but I'll do anything else.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Al's is cockroaches.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere near.
You won't do a cockroach.
Okay. What's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Al, you've been wanting to climb a mountain for the longest time.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't take long to do it.
Okay.
It's just one weekend.
Right.
How about we support you and go climb a mountain with you?
I'm down with that.
I'm in.
We just take a weekend.
I'm down with that.
Just a weekend and climb it.
Let's do Kilimanjaro.
I'll do that. Not that. You have to train for years.
Yeah. We can go up here to Oklahoma. There's one right
the
street.
I mean, it depends on the weekend, but I'm fine
we
climbing
can
something.
Off. Okay, good.
I'm down with it.
See, look at that, Jeff. Put a check next to that one.
Check it.
What if we just climb a bunch of stairs? That could be like a
mountain. No. A mountain.
What I'm saying. It'd be like climbing a mountain. We don't have a mountain near us.
We can go to one. Oklahoma.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah. What if we just do the treadmills that have the mountain views?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's true.
And we can camp while we hike it, too.
No. I love that.
Make a fire.
Yeah. I've worked hard in my life to never have to camp.
No. You would get fit.
S'mores.
No. I camped in Iceland. Don't want to camp again.
Think of the booty you would get.
I don't get fit by camping.
What?
The mountain.
Yeah. Climbing the mountain, yeah.
The booty.
Okay, what's next?
Black people don't like to climb mountains. Well, this camp.
What's next?
This is another fit one. How about we ride a bike the entire time we're on the show? Like a cycle, like a Peloton.
I'm in, treadmill or something. Yeah, that's fine.
To
I'm great
fit,
with that.
I call this bit Fit Fam.
So we're going to be riding a bike for 4 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
While you're talking, doing gossip, maybe answering a love letter to
Kelly. The noise it might make on the mic.
I'll figure out how to do my laptop, but we'll figure it out.
I'm good with that one.
Can I get an electric one? Like a pedal for me?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine how tired you guys would all be at the end of it, but how great your legs would look at the end?
You wouldn't be able to walk.
I mean, it doesn't look great after one use.
That's great. What's next?
I can't believe we haven't done this yet. I've been here for probably 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I call this this bit is called the office potluck. How come we haven't had an office potluck yet?
Because we have.
It's been a while.
I hate cooking.
I'm thinking we turn this our own version into Nailed It. We find something from like a tasty video or something online, and we got to try to recreate it, and then we all serve it to each other here.
I'm great with that.
Free food?
I got meat.
Okay.
Thanks, Al. Are you going to cook as well?
We all cook the same thing.
I'm great with that. I don't know if that translates well on the radio, but I'm good with it.
Well, we're going to be making noises like,
I do that anyway.
And you bring snacks.
Imagine me stirring.
Like.
Yeah. The hot chip bit turned out good.
Yeah, the hot chip, so it does work. One last one.
Yeah.
It's called story time. What if we do like a popcorn thing and we take turns writing a story? Each person gets a paragraph and then we'll read it. It's a random story. You get to use your creativity, a random story, and you don't get to talk to each other about how it
ends.
But
then it would just be paragraphs about different
But what if I get the second paragraph and I start it with, and they all died?
And then you someone else, and that's the funny part. Someone has to take over and then finish it.
I like that.
I don't know how that would work. But
that could be pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm actually fine with any of those, really.
So we're going to climb a mountain, do some potluck.
Except I got a lot of weddings coming up, so I might not be available for a weekend.
What if we all take a really popular song, and we all learn an instrument and cover that song?
Oh, I've got tambourine.
There you go. That'd be fun, an experience. We get to practice a little bit after the show.
You guys could be like the Black Eyed Peas.
You'd help along.
Yes, we could all.
Yeah.
I could choreograph.
We don't have to dance.
We already did that song thing, remember? When Justin had us try and sing a Christmas carol as a group.
Which was brilliant. Y'all all sounded amazing.
This would be a cover. We go into the Canal Side Lounge. We have instruments. Okay. We sing it. And then we get super viral.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the right hash.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we should do the office potluck this week.
This week?
Mm-hmm.
We have...
Well, like, until next Wednesday.
So we have a whole week to do this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh. This is the recreating a food cooking challenge.
Nailed it.
Okay.
So you would find something on Tasty. I don't know if it's Tasty.com or something like that. But I know if you scroll through Facebook, everyone likes to repost those delicious meals that they've done. You can recreate one of those. And then we'll have a side-by-side comparison.
When do you want to do this?
When would y'all like to do it?
So we're not all doing the same dish like they do on Nailed It?
You're going to choose your own.
We choose our own
dish. That's why it's a potluck.
Okay.
So it's not a competition then. If it were making all different things.
Who comes the closest?
Oh, hold on. Big twist in this story. Yeah, we're going to be in Daytona Monday and Tuesday.
Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't need to run this stuff.
Yeah, let's just work on this later.
Why don't we all go to Daytona?
Okay. There you go. Speaking of Daytona, by the way, can we email you with some ideas for Wee Wednesday?
Yes, of course. And yes.
What is it? Your email.
I'm going to get bombarded. Justin@yeanetworks.com.
There you go. So if you have any ideas on what we should do on the Wee Wednesday, which is a great idea, Justin, email our boy part-time Justin. He'll let you know. And speaking of Daytona, which we'll be at on Monday and Tuesday, we want to send you out there as well so you can experience wide open fun. All you have to do is take this keyword right here, boardwalk. Go on over to our website, kidnation.com. Not on the text, not on the Twitter, not on Instagram. kidnation.com. Enter boardwalk there before midnight and you're in to win. Just that simple right there. Good luck from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Kid Nation, I just watched the trailer for Stranger Things 3.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
The kids are all grown up now. And it looks like they're having some... There's a little turbulence in their friendships because they're all going different directions.
Okay.
But it looks like they're all going to have to come together. Because...
For a common good.
Yeah. Because something's making a comeback. And they're all going to have to fight it.
All right.
Which is pretty cool. And also, speaking of trailers that dropped, Toy Story 4 dropped another trailer on us.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky. Perfect.
And I was talking to Anna, and she basically was thinking the same thing I was thinking.
What's that?
Anna from Kid TV. I'm a little scared that this movie's not going to live up to the other three.
It will.
I'm scared just because
Don't
of the trailer. I know the trailer scares me
a little bit.
What's
the best one?
Three.
Three's the best?
Three, hands down.
Trey, you say
one is the best one?
Yes, sir.
No way, bro.
It was revolutionary.
It was, but it wasn't the best.
And the best storyline.
Three is the one that got me boohoo crying.
Man, three was tough.
Is three the one where they all got blazed?
Incinerator.
Yes.
Yes.
And then at the end when he had to give... Am I ruining this for people?
No, you...
When
if you
had
haven't
to
seen...
find somebody new for the toys?
Oh, spoiler alert. They got blazed.
Yeah, if you haven't seen... Toy Story 3.
My daughter alive. Stood up from her seat and was screaming bloody
oh,
murder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That scene. And it was so... Thankfully... I mean, well, not thankfully. But it was so loud, nobody could hear her. Screaming at the top of my lungs, terrified.
Caused emotions. And I'm hearing that a trailer for Leo and Brad's new movie,
yes.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
interested.
Has officially dropped. And when I say Brad and Leo, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, of course we do.
The Pit.
It's the Sharon Tate, Charles Manson thing, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that one's supposed to be extremely awesome, so I'm going to check that out. And right now, we got a little time for this.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Big Al Mack, where we give you the tidbit of the
news.
Not the whole thing, just a little tidbit.
Here's the headline. Second grader got access to porn on school-issued iPad.
Oh, no.
Second grader got access to one of those sites on her school-issued iPad, and now the Sonoma Valley Unified School District is taking action to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
The incident happened last week at Prestonwood Elementary School in Sonoma.
She was searching.
She was sipping on a glass of wine while she did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was there an app for that or something?
These are school.
Google Docs.
Just
maybe?
Tidbit news, Kelly. Yeah. I don't know.
You're wondering what's the keyword they were searching? Maybe they were learning about cooking or vegetables and the emoji thing.
Well, when we were kids, we would look up naughty words in the dictionary.
I did.
We
all
used
kissing. Uh huh.
But, I mean, there's a lot of around YouTube, though, that are close to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So it could be easy.
Yeah. There's that one.
Mm.
You and another. Oh. A woman, there's no shortcuts when it comes to health, people, so don't do this. A woman in China almost died last month after injecting herself with fruit juice to get healthy. Well, she ended up with liver, kidney, heart, and lung damage.
Oh, no.
So do not inject fruit juice into your veins.
Injected it.
Well, maybe she's period is kind of intense.
Maybe she figured it would get in her system quicker.
I don't know.
Cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. 21-year-old Arby's manager in Florida asked an employee to stay late on Saturday, and he's like, "No, it's Saturday." So they started arguing. She decided she was going to pepper spray him, and she did, and went after him with a knife.
Who went after who?
The manager. The manager.
After the employee.
She went after the employee with pepper spray, got him, and then to get him to stay at work. And then she went after him with a knife when he tried to exit the premises, and then to make sure he didn't leave, she slashed his car up.
Wow.
Yeah, there's that going on.
I think somebody had a crush.
A little bit.
Something.
She didn't want him to go to the club and find a new lady. Maybe. And a good one. We'll finish with a new one because a retired doctor agreed to fill in as a busboy at a restaurant in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day because his daughter works there. Then 5 minutes after he clocked in, a woman started choking And he saved her life.
How about that?
Man.
How cool is that?
Divine intervention.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
We got you, Kid Nation.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.